Vivica Hino's ceramic glazes and her ardent professionalism were her greatest gifts to her students. In this excerpt from a 1981 interview conducted by Elaine Levin, Hino discusses her graduate studies at Alfred University in 1942. She also comments on her attraction to Japanese pottery and how she developed new glazes at Chouinard Art Institute, now CalArts, in Los Angeles, where she taught from 1955 to 1963. Later in the conversation, her husband, potter Otto Hino, affirms their commitment to individualism.
Charles Harder headed the department.
He did.
Fantastic person. And Miss Fosdick was there and Miss Nelson were there. But when I went, I was the only graduate student.
The only graduate student?
Yes. And you see, it was during the war. Well, they hadn't had a real graduate program before there. And the first day I was there, Mr. Harder said, "We're opening the big Sagar Kill. Would you like to come and see?" And I went, and the whole kill were celadons and tomokos, and I don't think there were any reds in it. And I just couldn't believe those colors. I'd seen those in a museum, but I was used to color. And if I had been bold like kids, the students are today, and say, "Oh, it's for the birds," I would have said it. But the way he talked about these things and the way he handled the things, I wrote copious notes. I just couldn't believe these drab colors. And I looked at those, and I studied them, and I began to get the feeling of them. But you see, I've often said that students today start, and they don't have the excitement of finding it. I've seen celadons. I saw a marvelous show at the de Young Museum when I was out there, of Kalikian, who was a famous collector, and he was in New York. I later had the opportunity to meet him, and he collected all kinds, and mostly Mesopotamian and Persian, early Persian. And those things, I remember those, but you didn't have that association because there was color here. Rudolf Schaefer, who has an art school in San Francisco and a fine art school, had a show after the war of some Japanese pottery, and that was the first time I saw anything like Hamada and some of the Bizen and some of the Shigaraki. Somebody went to Japan and brought this collection back. And that, when I looked at that, I knew that that's what I want my pots to be like. We were always experimenting. We did a lot of new glazes and a lot of new... When we first went to Chouinard's, it was interesting because I had been to the Dominican Republic for a month and I reorganized all my glazes after Alfred. And I have a pictorial mind. And I'd put everything on cards, and when we got there with a high-temperature kill, I didn't know them. If I'd left them on the yellow sheet of paper and the brown sheet of paper, I'd know them. So the first thing we did were make tiles of white clay and red clay, and we made enough, so we did all these glazes from A to P, I think. I just went through and gave them alphabet names. And then we put them on white clay and on red clay, and we fired them in oxidation reduction, so the students saw the whole thing. So they're still using the C glaze and the A glaze and the B glaze and the J glaze. I saw somebody just recently, and I said, "That's a nice glaze." She said, "That's your N glaze." And they knew, you know, they knew what they were, and instead of being called Susie's something or other, it was, you know, this, that. So we knew immediately what they do, and then we started. But they used all the different glazes. We never kept any of the glazes. Because there was a thing happening in 54, 55, and 56 that I felt too many people were doing pots like everybody else. If you saw a pot with little indentions all over, everybody in the class did indentions. And I always tried to bring out the individual so it didn't look like. I think Raul Carnell came here a couple weeks ago, and he said that as far as teaching, he said there's one thing about it that so many people studied with is they're good and they're in it now, but it didn't look like our work. And I thought that was the nicest compliment.
Yes.
Because that's the way I believe in teaching. We gave them problems.
Problems. And
well, now,
a lot
one
of variations.
Those...
And we stress that you should put yourself in it, make your own thing.
So maybe the form and the feeling
make
of
it
the form.
Make it from your soul, not from your two eyes. That's what we try to get across to the student. Give them a philosophy of how to approach pottery so that you always have a following to come to buy your ware.